Good morning, and a very warm welcome to our service of morning prayer for the second Sunday of Advent, December the 5th. Today in the church we will be handing over gifts to Ruby's Fund, which is an established charity with its head office based in Congleton, serving families in need across all areas of Cheshire East. The many new toys and books have been kindly donated by parishioners and also people in the local nursing homes, including Charleston House in our parish. Hill is our preacher today. In our worship, our hymns will be hymns 535, O Come Emmanuel, and Long Ago, Prophets Knew, which is number 451. So let us prepare our hearts and minds in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now a prayer at this time of year of thanksgiving. Blessed are you, Sovereign God of all, to you be praise and glory forever. In your tender compassion, the dawn from on high is breaking upon us to dispel the lingering shadows of night. As we look for your coming among us this day, open our eyes to behold your presence and strengthen our hands to do your will, that the world may rejoice and give you praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. Now we come to bring our confession to God. We remember that when the Lord comes, he will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Therefore, in the light of Christ, let us confess our sins. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of your kingdom. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. You will come in glory with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O Lord, raise up, we pray, your power and come among us, and with great might succour us, that whereas through our sins and wickedness we are grievously hindered in running the race that is set before us, your bountiful grace and mercy may speedily help and deliver us, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honour and glory, now and for ever. Amen. We now hear the Word of God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I'm sure that the majority of us are looking forward to celebrating Christmas, God's gift to us of Jesus, born in a stable but returning as a king in power and great glory. This made me think about the messages Christ brings, which often seem to be unbalanced and contradictory. Starting the season of Advent by reading this gospel text brings multiple imbalances into view. The signs that will prefigure the risen Jesus, juxtaposed with the sign that he is the infant Jesus himself. Power and glory on the one hand, humility and helplessness on the other. A warning that the nations will be distressed and anxious, set alongside a message of good news of great joy for all the people. The gospel is actually full of these examples of paradox. The infant Jesus is more than a baby born in a manger. He's also a saviour who is Christ the Lord, both infant and saviour. Jesus later teaches us, whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will keep it, both losing one's life and keeping it. He says to his disciples, do you think that I have come to give peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. Yet when he returns, he declares, peace to you, both division and peace. As the prime example, Jesus' crucifixion led both to death and to new life. Jesus was both fully God and fully human. We are continually challenged to consider God's works through Jesus Christ with these puzzling imbalances. So with that to challenge us, let's now look at these important signs to see if we can somehow right the balance. Jesus says, if we look, we'll see the signs everywhere, in the sun, the moon, the stars, in the distress among earth's nations, and in the roaring of the sea and its waves. We can see them today, for example, in the pictures of refugees and in the world's violence and troubles. I've no doubt you've seen the signs too in your life and in the world. They're everywhere, and they're not hard to spot. But as Christians, how do we interpret this? Jesus gave apocalyptic signs of destruction, death and betrayal, but hope is there in the midst of it all, and also told us, by your endurance you will gain your souls. Earthly trials and tribulations are portrayed as temporary, and vindication for God's chosen ones as imminent. Their redemption, Jesus teaches his disciples, is near. Again, we see the contrasts of both suffering and comfort. Kathy Beach Fahey writes, "The good news of Advent is not simply that Christ is coming, but that his coming means we can hope, despite all that is falling apart in our lives, our communities, and the world around us. But are we ready for his coming?" So we have to endure in hope, but there are some radical changes that need to take place before the kingdom of God can be brought to birth. A lot of things are going to be torn down before they are built up. Could this be our living paradox as we work out our purposes for God? This tearing down in order to build up, particularly as the pain and injustices of this world run very deep at the moment. So what if we looked at our lives and our world and we began to read and understand the signs in our Advent stories as sprouting leaves? What would we see? What would it mean? We heard in our gospel earlier, just as the leaves on the fig tree offer hope in late winter that summer is coming again, so, similarly, God's word in Jesus promises us new life. It would mean that the kingdom of God is near. It would mean we are entering a new season. We would see new life and new growth. We would produce new fruit. We could, with new courage and confidence, open the doors of our life, as well as the doors on our Advent calendars, or with the daily or in church weekly burning of our Advent candles. We could look on the world with a new sense of compassion and hope. We would be strengthened to do the work God has given us to do. And let us remember, Jesus says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." In other words, everything we see around us is temporary, but the words of Jesus are not temporary. The words of Jesus are eternal. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will stand forever. Let's bank our lives on that which lasts forever, and let this verse encourage us, but also challenge us today. The word of God is eternal. To quote from Isaiah 40, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever." As we continue to journey through Advent, let's try a new spiritual discipline of following Jesus in anticipation of his arrival. Let's ask him each day where we have gone wrong, what we need to confess to him. Let's ask him if we have clean hands and a pure heart, so that we can remove the obstacles, so that we can engage with him. And let's ask him what he wants us to do on each day, so that we get down to answering our calling practically, rather than asking him to bless what we want. To conclude, let us go back to my opening thoughts about balance and the juxtaposition of the nations, indeed our nations, being distressed and anxious, set alongside that wonderful, overriding message of the good news of great joy for all people. I leave you with words from Stephen Cottrell. To be the ones through whom Jesus is known today, to be his hands and heart in the midst of the world's hurt, is an awesome privileged vocation. It is shared by everyone who is baptized into Christ. Amen.
Let us join together in saying what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, we give thanks for all who have told us of your love and your presence among us. We give thanks for the prophets, for John the Baptist who prepared the way for you coming as Saviour. We give thanks for the apostles and the evangelists. Heavenly Father, guide and empower all preachers of the word and ministers of the sacraments. Bless all who proclaimed your love and glory through the arts, music, broadcasting and publishing. All who prepare hearts and minds for your coming. Lord of freedom and grace, we pray for all held prisoner by tyranny and oppression, all whose eyes are blind to your glory and deaf to your word. We remember all who do not know or love you, all whose lives are darkened by fear. We give thanks for all who have taught us the faith and led us to you, for all who have given us a glimpse of your glory. We pray for all those who guide young people, families and friends who are all dear to us. And we remember any who are having particular difficulties or troubles at this time. Lord of love, we pray for all who are consumed by hatred, all who do not know how to accept or receive forgiveness, all who are not at peace with themselves or the world. And we remember all who are anxious and fearful at this time. Lord, you came to bring your people together, and our minds are disturbed when we see acts of violence and hatred towards people of a different race or religion. And we pray for healing and a spirit of understanding and tolerance in all people. And in a moment's quiet now, let us remember those for whom we wish to pray for personally, those who are struggling with ill health, for those who will not get better. For those waiting operations. And we pray too for those who have departed recently. Lord of glory, you destroy the darkness of the shadow of death and open the kingdom of heaven to your loved ones. We pray for the departed, that in your love they may rejoice in peace. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We now sing our final hymn, Long Ago, Prophets Knew. now the final blessing. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you. Scatter the darkness from before your path and make you ready to meet him when he comes in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.